From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. Just as world leaders arrive for a United Nations summit in New York, two bombings rock the city. Mayor Bill de Blasio says they're using all measures to keep residents and visitors safe.
You should know you will see a very substantial NYPD presence this week, bigger than ever. We would normally have an expanded presence for the United Nations General Assembly. You will see an even stronger presence now.
The New York blast came hours after a pipe bomb exploded in a trash bin in a New Jersey beach town Saturday, 135 kilometers away, forcing the cancellation of a charity foot race involving thousands of runners. No one was hurt, and de Blasio and Cuomo have said there's no evidence linking the two incidents. A spokesman says the United Nations is assessing security in the wake of an explosion in New York's Chelsea district as the organization prepares to host world leaders arriving for the General Assembly. President Obama is continuing to make his case for electing Hillary Clinton. Speaking at the annual dinner of the Congressional Black Caucus Foundation in Washington Saturday night, Obama stressed the importance of voting in November.
Realize everything we stand for is at stake. All the progress we've made is at stake in this election. My name may not be on the ballot, but our progress is on the ballot.
Obama said he would personally be insulted if the African-American community did not turn out and vote in November. Hillary Clinton spoke at the same dinner just before Obama, where she was honored for becoming the first woman to receive the presidential nomination of a major party. You're listening to Voice of America in Washington.